What is up, everybody? This is Rob from the Worlds Collide podcast, and I'm coming to you live from my bedroom here in beautiful, lovely Honolulu, Hawaii. And we are here to deliver you the best in news for the best bands on the planet, Evanescence and Within Temptation. So before I get started, if you want to find us, and when I say us, I mean me, sitting on my couch and tweeting randomly. Literally, it's randomly. Like, I don't plan any of these tweets. All these tweets that I do throughout the day and all these posts on Instagram or whatever, I literally think up on the fly and post. So, when I say we, I mean me. But anyhow, that's beyond the point. If you're looking for me or what I do, you go to @theWTCommunity on Twitter, @theEvCommunity on Twitter, or @theEvCommunity on Instagram, or you can find me on the Evanescence Community. And if you want to find this podcast, we are all over the place. We're on iTunes, Spotify, you name it, we're there. I even think we're on iHeartRadio, which is pretty awesome. And you can find us on the Anchor app as well. So before we go any further, I just want to reach out and thank you for all the people who listen on a weekly basis. And it's been a tough go, I won't lie. There's been a pandemic going on and stuff, and it drains on everybody's mental health. And also, you know, just a lot of political turmoil and a lot of stuff going on in the United States right now. So it's tough to stay upbeat and positive, but whenever I need an affirmation, I just reach out. And all you great Evanescence and Within Temptation fans are more than happy to come back and encourage me to keep going. So thank you so much for that. I needed that little pick-me-up. It's Sunday today, and you know, a lot of you people came through for me, so I appreciate it. I feel better, and we're going to get back on the gravy train that is posting funny content about Evanescence Within Temptation and awesome, badass podcasts. So without any further, let's get on with Evanescence news. All right, let's talk about the world's greatest symphonic, well, maybe not so much symphonic nowadays, but, you know, rock metal band from Little Rock, Arkansas. That is Evanescence. All right, so what's been going on with them this week? Not a heck of a lot, okay? So they came out with a single, Use My Voice, and it has already reached 1 million views on YouTube. It's doing great all over the iTunes rock metal charts, and it's just doing phenomenal, right? And it should, okay? Because, you know, Amy put a lot of work behind it. And so many guest stars, right? So many great voices on there. You got Dina Jakub from Viridia. You got Taylor Momsen from The Pretty Reckless. You've got Lizzie Hale from Hailstorm. And you've got Sharon, right? Our girl Sharon from Within Temptation, who I incidentally also talk about on this podcast, which is pretty awesome, right? Lindsay Sterling's on there. I mean, and her sisters, Amy's sisters, right? They're on there as well. And the coolest part is probably Troy McClawhorn's wife, Amy, makes a guest appearance as well. So, you know, if I missed anybody on the dossier, I'm so sorry I don't have it in front of me. Although I got to praise myself because I actually remembered that many. Okay, so hello. All right, I got to reach behind me and pat myself on the back there for remembering that many names because, you know, I don't know. Otherwise, I probably wouldn't have forgotten and I would have actually just been like, oh, well, a bunch of guest stars there. And it would have been like really shoddy journalism. And I've been seeing a lot of shoddy journalism lately. So let's talk about that for a second here. This past week, we saw, I can't remember the name of the magazine, but, you know, there was a tweet. And it caught the attention of Troy McClawhorn's wife, Amy, and she went on this wonderful rant about really shoddy rock journalism, okay? And here it was a picture, a photo shoot picture. We've seen it, you know, a bunch of times. Right after the Synthesis era, I believe, this photo shoot of the lineup of the band now, right? Not during the Open Door. It's been the lineup of the band since Jen Majura joined back in 2015, 2016, right? So it hasn't changed since then. We're talking over almost 5-6 years this band has had this lineup, okay? And so the article goes on to list everybody in the picture, except instead of Troy, it's Ben Moody, right? Okay, so first of all, Ben Moody hasn't been with the band since like 2003, 2004, okay? Like the oldest news in the world, okay? This guy has moved on. He doesn't do Evanescence anymore, okay? So, and Amy doesn't talk about him anymore. And, you know, once in a while, I'll get the occasional fan on like Twitter or Instagram. They'll just be like, bring Moody back. Why? Don't bring him back. He's fine. Evanescence is fine the way it is. We don't have to bring him back, okay? But this journalist who wrote this article did bring it back and decided to put him in the photo shoot in place of Troy McLawhorn's name. And, oh, Amy went on this wonderful, wonderful, very good rant, you know, about just crappy rock journalism. It's an easy Google, for crying out loud, okay? The easiest of Googles. All you have to do is Google Evanescence, and the Wikipedia page literally pops up. All you have to do is click that, and it has current lineup on there. That's it. It's the stupidest, easiest thing ever, okay? And you're literally sitting here typing on your computer this, and you know, well, what are the names? Oh, I'm just gonna go by some really crappy memory that I have. Okay, I have a crappy memory. I really do. Okay, I took some injuries when I was in Iraq, you know, back in the day, and it affected my memory. And so, you know, I had like literally when I do these podcasts, I have to have a script in front of me, not like a word by word script, because I actually ad lib a lot of this when I podcast, but I have to have like, I have to have the subjects I'm talking about lined up in front of me, okay? Otherwise, if I don't, I will totally, like, lose track. And, you know, I go on tangents quite a bit anyway. I go on quite a bit of rabbit holes and squirrel moments on this podcast as it is. But if I don't have that, like, outline in front of me, I'll miss something for real, okay? So, like, come on, you know. Do yourself, do the music journalism world a favor and put the right names down, okay? I don't even get paid for this. I maybe get a small stipend from the ad that you hear in the middle of the podcast all the time for the Anchor app, and that's it. That's all I get paid. It's not even that much. Of all the podcasts I've done for Worlds Collide so far, I've probably made $8, okay? You know what I did with that $8? Nothing. It's still sitting there in the bank account because I don't want to spend it, you know? Maybe I will spend it someday. Maybe I'll go get like a Jamba Juice or something, or maybe like a it's a fall season again. I think Starbucks is firing up their fall flavors again. Maybe a pumpkin spice. I don't know. I never really had it. I know a lot of people like it, but I've never had it. So anyway, okay. So where was I? Use My Voice, right? So it's huge. It's doing great out there. They released a video directed by Eric D. Howell, who has done work with them in the past, to include the, and I'm searching my memory again, it is the Speak to Me video, Voice from the Stone, and yes, okay, that's right. So how do I know? Because Voice from the Stone, this director, Eric Howell, likes to use, I'm guessing is his son, in these videos as well, because his son was in Speak to Me. I think he was the little boy kind of playing with Amy during that video. And then now he is at the end of Use My Voice as the very stern-looking boy at the end, you know, like very serious face. So, you know, sending the message, right? Sending the message to use your voice. So, good, great video, right? Okay. People running around, people popping flares, you know, very serious faces in the camera, singing along, you know, very kind of protesty, you know. And, you know, trying to get the point across that change does need to happen in this country, you know, whether it's whatever it may need to happen. Okay. So, I'm really bad at politics, by the way. So don't, you know, we're not going to go there on this podcast. I'll let Amy do it. Amy seems to be getting in that direction now with the politics. And, you know, talking about the politics in Evanescence, you know, I feel a divided opinion in the fandom as well. Like, some fans are like, you know, I'll be honest with you, and I'm probably one of these fans, but, you know, they'll follow Amy to the ends of the earth, right? If Amy said, I'm going to start singing cereal boxes, the ingredients off Corn Pops for my next album, people will buy that shit. They'll be like, yep, hit me with them ingredients of the Corn Pops there, girl. You know I'm here for you. Okay? And then there's fans that, you know, are, like, really picky. Like, if Amy doesn't do something right, they get kind of angry. And, like, really, like, social media angry, right? They get on there and they pop off. And if you you think I'm lying, go under some of those Facebook comments. Anything she posts on Facebook, my goodness, some of these people are really mean. It's like, come on, y'all, be nice to Amy. Jeez, you know, she's in this pandemic just like the rest of us. She's probably sitting in her house in Nashville wondering what the hell is going on with the country just like the rest of us, okay? So be nice, okay? Anyway, so great video, right? Use my voice, great message going out, okay? A lot of great causes to be supporting right now. So I would say that the mood of the Evanescence fandom, the kind of general vibe is a little more serious than usual. I think Amy is just trying to create that vibe among us, and you know, that's fine. You know, that's what she wants to do. That's what she's going to do, okay? And, you know, those fans will buy into some. And then there's a lot of fans who just straight up don't want anything to do with it. Say, Amy's gone political. I'm done. Deuces. All right? I'm out. I did not sign up to be an Evanescence fan to be preached to. And I'm out. Bam. Right? So we got all sides. And you're probably thinking to yourself, well, Rob, what's your side? You know, what do you think? And like I said earlier, I'll probably follow Amy to the ends of the earth. Do I want to talk politics with her? No, not really. You know, everyone is entitled to how they feel, and they are entitled to using their voice. And, you know, I'm all about it. So, all right, there you go. Just, I think, much more of kind of an editorial by me than any kind of news. Other than releasing the song and the video, not a lot going on. Amy's been doing a lot more interviews. Troy McClawhorn did an interview that came out today. Really liked it. It really kind of talked about him vibing on some old school classic rock and roll albums that really influenced him. And then talking about his wife, Amy. And you could just tell those two love each other. And there's, I love it. I love it when like they go and they make YouTube videos together. They need to make more together. I really think that they would be really good at it, you know. Maybe they could do a collab with like Ally. They seem to like Ally too. They react to her stuff as well. Ally, if you're listening, hi, I'd love to have you on the podcast again. By the way, too, if you want to be interviewed for the podcast, hit me up. You know, I'm still taking interviews, trying to line one up. The next interview I got lined up is more on the Within Temptation side, but you know, it's going to be awesome. So, but we'll get into that in the next block about Within Temptation. So other than that, you know, keep on keeping on, Evanescence fans, because there is a tour coming up next year. Worlds collide, right? This pandemic is going to probably be over by then, right? And we're all going to be flying over to Europe and engaging with Evanescence and Within Temptation and rocking out in the grass or seats or whatever, and it's going to be just like old times. So hang in there, okay? Please hang in there. We're going to get back there. Worlds Collide is going to be awesome. So other than that, that's all I got for Evanescence. Join us here in a second. We get into Within Temptation after this break. All right, everybody, hold on to your comforter armchairs, hold on to your desk chairs, hold on to whatever it is that you got near you, whether it's like your boyfriend, your girlfriend, maybe you got a cat, maybe you got like, I don't know, a door handle because you're sitting next to a door or laundry basket, whatever. Grab onto it and hold onto it tight because you know what time it is. It's Within Temptation time. All right, so let's talk about the greatest symphonic metal band from the Netherlands who is fronted by a brunette lead singer, and that is Within Temptation. And I'm talking about Sharon Den Adel, okay? Not a red-haired front woman singer, okay? That's Epica. Yes, I got told that they are from the Netherlands as well. But we're not talking about them. This is not the Epica podcast. This is the Worlds Collide podcast. named so much because of the tour that Evanescence and Within Temptation are going on. Okay, so let's talk about Within Temptation. Do, 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 do. I ain't got shit. I ain't got shit. I ain't got shit to say about them. I ain't got shit. I ain't got shit. I ain't got shit to say about them. You know why? Because it's been quiet all week. They haven't come out with anything. No music, no songs, no videos to watch. But that's okay, because I ain't got shit. I ain't got shit to say. Sing it with me. I ain't got shit. I ain't got shit. Doo-doo, boom. I ain't got shit to say. Hey, but guess what? I'm going to say it anyway, because I love this band, okay? You know, ever since I found them in February 2020 was the first time I actually really heard them. You know, they've grown onto me. It's like, imagine them as a giant claw, like the Within Temptation claw flying through the air, searching for somebody to latch onto, right? And I'm walking down the street, and I'm listening to some Hall & Oates, right? You know Hall & Oates. Hall & Oates, oh, here she comes. Watch out, boys, she'll chew you up. Hall & Oates, right? What I want, you got, might be hard to handle. Hall & Oates, right? Okay, anyway, so there I am, vibing on my Hall & Oates with my disc Walkman because I can't afford an iPad or what are they called, an iPod or iPhones, right? Anyway, I'm just walking down the street here in Honolulu, Hawaii, and there's this claw in the air, and it's labeled Within Temptation, and it's like, we need to latch on to something. We need a new fan, and they see me, right? And this claw just descends from the heavens, and it latches onto my skull, and I'm like, what is this thing latching onto me? And this claw's like, we are Within Temptation, and I'm like, oh, no, what is this? Oh, my gosh, this music is so beautiful. And I just start, like, crumbling right there on the street as Sharon sings to me through my headphones with such sweetness, right? And I'm like, what is this music? Oh, my gosh. And it just, in this claw, just kind of buries itself into my skull, and it goes down into my heart, and it just latches onto my heart, and it starts beating my heart for me, right? So there's a boom, 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 boom. And now my heart's beating because, you know, I'm listening to Within Temptation. If I'm not listening to them, I'm dead. I'm dying. Ugh, quick, put on Hydra. Oh, I'm better. Yay, me, Hydra. Listen to Exhibit Rat. You know what I'm saying? So, needless to say, I'm a fan. Okay. Anyway, so if they're not coming out with anything lately, they've been kind of quiet, not even really a new interview this week or anything. So what do, right? Well, for you old school fans who have been following them since 1998, you probably don't have much to do, okay? You're probably just kind of waiting, maybe listening to your old favorite album that you've been, like, the Silent Force, or maybe you like The Heart of Everything, I don't know, maybe you like Hydra, or just one of those albums. Maybe you're one of those real old school fans, you like Enter, back when Ivar was the drummer, right? Ivar DeGraff, he's the man. If you don't know who Ivar is, go watch the Together at Home acoustic performance that WT did back in March, and that's Ivar on the guitar, right? And Ivar, so cool, tweeted on one of my tweets, and you know, you could tell this dude is just like such a gentleman. He was on the video, and you could just hear his gentlemanness in his tweet, right? So anyway, but you got some old school guys sitting there listening to Enter, like listening to all that growling, like rah 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 rah, you know, Robert's growl as they're playing Enter, and he's like, "This is the only Within Temptation that will ever be. Anything other than this is nothing," right? I probably still lives with his mom in his basement or something. I don't know. Anyway, so fans like you probably don't have a lot to do this week. Now, luckily for a guy like me, who's only discovered him in February 2020, I got 22 years of history to catch up on, okay? So what do I do with that? Well, I was like, well, I got nothing new to listen to. Entertain You came back a couple months ago, and that's always on my YouTube suggested list. So, you know, I always take a gander of that, watch Sharon jump around, you know, dressed up like a clown, and then, you know, literally like a clown. Like, I'm not making fun of her. She's actually dressed up like a clown in this. And then the band members kind of jumping around too, jamming along. And then a bunch of like circus freak show type people as well. Cool video, right? But other than that, what do I do? So I go back and I start researching. And I went on the Within Temptation YouTube channel. And I never really dug into it because I was just finding other random stuff on YouTube to watch. I never actually went into their official channel until the other day. And there's like hundreds of videos on there. And some of them are only like 30 seconds long. It's probably just like Sharon doing a promo. Hey, we are Within Temptation. We are coming to your town. You know, and the video is over. And then some of them are a few minutes long. Some of them are like behind the scenes album reviews and stuff. And, you know, just talking about like how albums were made or how videos were made. Tour diaries, those are pretty cool. And then Sharon did this unboxing video, and I watched this unboxing video. It was for the Resist Deluxe set, right? And it was kind of cool because I think it was her just at her house, and she's like, oh, look, here's our Resist. And no, I'm not doing an impersonation of her. I don't do Dutch accents. I don't do female voices very well. So no, this is me speaking as Sharon without doing an impersonation. Who makes this shit? And sounding like her. That's the best word I can come up with. I'm sorry, my brain is dead. It's almost 10 o'clock on a Sunday night. Give me a break. Anyhow, so they open the video, right? And it's her just like, okay, here's Resist. Oh, look, here's a cassette. Woohoo, right? And oh, here's the shirt. By the way, I need that shirt. Holy cow, why don't they sell this shirt in the merch store? Okay, because it's in the box set. Why don't they sell it in the merch store? This is ridiculous. Okay, they sell every other shirt, and I'm trying to vibe off those other shirts, but this one that's in the box set, that's where it's at. I was like, I need that shirt. I can wear that around. I could wear it to the supermarket, right? I could wear it to like Walmart. I could go to Taco Bell and get like chalupas for days, right? Like two chalupas and maybe a Diet Mountain Dew wearing this Resist t-shirt that comes in the box set. But okay, back to the unboxing video. Anyway, so Sharon's doing that. She's unboxing a cassette and it looks like some artwork, the t-shirt, the CD, the lyrics, and woohoo! I mean, just, I'm sitting here watching it and I'm just like, you know, how cool is that? You know, how cool is it to have this life where, you know, you get to just like hang back in the Netherlands, you know, which I hear is a really nice country and I hear the people are nice, but I don't know. I just hear these things about the Netherlands, right? And you can just kick back in your nice house and open up your box set based on something that you and your husband, right? I think they're married. Yeah, they're married. Made up years ago and hustle every single day since. Like this band and this brand and this music, this thing that you came up with called Within Temptation, and you've created this thing, you ran with it, and you've hustled it, and you've worked with producers, and you've put albums together, you went on tour, you went on these theme tours, right? All this art and all this fashion and everything that you've done, and you get to just make this unboxing video of something that you created, and hundreds of and thousands of people watch it, and you just like, woohoo, this is good. And I'm just sitting here in my house in Honolulu like, you know, am I doing this right? But then again, I'm not as creative. I mean, I could play a little guitar, and I don't think I can go near as talented as they are. I'm pretty happy with what I got here, so I'll just hang out here in Hawaii. Speaking of which, if you follow me on Twitter, yes, I changed my username from the Within Temptation community to the Within Temptation Hawaii. Why? Because I felt like the intent of the Twitter was to entertain, right? And entertain the WT fandom and the band themselves if they pay attention, which, you know, as often as they like my stuff, I really hope they're reading. And I was just like, what's the vibe here? Is it a community thing? With the Evanescence community, that's definitely meets the criteria. But with the Within Temptation Twitter account, it's more about entertaining. It's more about having fun. So, you know, what encapsulates that more than being in Hawaii? And that's why I'm here. You know, I'm here to enjoy, have fun, you know, be in quote-unquote paradise. Okay. And yes, that's a pun. You can mark that on your calendar. Rob wrote a pun. Okay. You can put that on there. Anyway. So that's why I renamed it Within Temptation. Why? Because I got to represent out here, right? I think I'm the only one in the Pacific Ocean that might know. Though maybe there's people here that know there. I mean, there's a million people on this island, right? And I called the radio station. I was like, hey, can you play some Within Temptation? And they're like, ooh. And the guy sounded interested. He really did, guys. He was just like, oh man, that band sounds awesome. I go, yeah, they've sold millions of records. They're huge in Europe. And, you know, they got a following in the States and stuff. And they just came out with a single. It's called Entertain You. Can you play it? Well, you know, if it's not on our corporate list, I can't play it. And I'm like, damn it, it's probably not on the corporate list. But okay. And I listened and I paid attention to their playlist and they didn't play it. So sorry. I guess they're unknown out here for a little bit longer. But don't worry. Because you know what I do to make up for that is, you see, I got this really sweet Dodge Durango. It's a 2008 that I drive around. And yeah, I won't lie, if I say the exhaust is a little old on it and maybe, you know, it could use a new suspension, and the tires are a little worn and it's a little old. But I'll tell you what does work on that thing is the factory speakers, okay, that they came out with. And I'll tell you what, when you put in Spotify on my phone and you put it on in the aux cord, right, and you put that, any one of their albums, especially Resist, if you put Resist on, right, and The Reckoning just comes, starts pounding through my factory Dodge Durango speakers, and I'm going up and down the road here in lovely Honolulu, Hawaii, just blasting out and, you know, just filling the island full of Within Temptation goodness. You know, I can make a believer out of people out here, right? I can make some fans. So, you know, maybe enough fans where we could fill an arena, okay? So, in case you're listening, Within Temptation, Sharon, Robert, the promoters out here are called the BAMP, B-A-M-P Project, okay? And they promote a club out here. I can't remember the name of the club, but all these popular alternative acts come out here and play. So Within Temptation, hello. And then if you do come out here to Hawaii, I will buy you all a Mai Tai. And yes, guess what, I have the inn on a fantastic Korean restaurant downtown, and I even have a coupon that could save us 10%. Okay, so that coupon has your name on it if you fly out here to Hawaii and play a show, okay? The Blaisdell Arena. That's the name of the arena out here, okay? So if we could fill it, okay? All right. Anyway, like I said, not much going on this week with the Temptation, but apparently I had enough to talk 13 minutes about them. So we're going to go ahead and close out this podcast. Again, if you want to find me, you can find me at the WT Community on Twitter, the EV Community on Twitter, the EV Community on Instagram, on Facebook, at the Evanescence Community, and, you know, some other places. I'm out there. And so my name is Robert Fintan. You can find me on Twitter at Fintan Robert. That's F-I-N-T-O-N, Robert. And you can also find me on Instagram, Robert Fintan. So it was great talking to y'all, and we will see you next week. Peace.